This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, if you heard me stapling up until the last minute, I'm printing out and downloading articles and stapling them together and getting ready to tell you what's going on in the world that you will not hear tonight on ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, CNN, MSNBC, and in many cases even Fox News, which is no longer the bastion of conservatism that it once was. So I'm here to educate you and enlighten you and empower you in ways you will not get in any other media in the country. So first of all, every once in a while, Fox gets it right nowadays. It used to be they get it right all the time. Now it's once in a while. But the lead story on Fox today is right. Democrats and the media changed tune on the border. It's no longer a manufactured crisis, but now they blame it all on Trump. Mainstream media, congressional Democrats alike, were in lockstep just weeks ago. The situation along the southern border was a manufactured crisis being ginned up by the president for political reasons. But the narrative has swiftly shifted as those same voices now acknowledge the crisis while citing the conditions to attack the Trump administration. President Trump highlighted the change in tone in brief remarks to reporters Wednesday afternoon. It wasn't manufactured at all. It's a striking crisis between then and now. After Trump in January declared a humanitarian and security crisis during a primetime Oval Office address, Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader, speaking beside House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, said Trump was working to manufacture a crisis, stoke fear, and divert attention from turmoil in his administration. Party leader Tom Perez, head of the DNC, also called it manufactured. Jim Acosta famously stood along the Mexican border only 6 months ago patting the steel slats and declaring he didn't see anything resembling imminent danger or migrants trying to enter the United States. Elizabeth Warren tweeted, "We're not falling for the fake crisis." Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, otherwise known as AOC, the dimwit, with a pea-sized brain, declared it a crisis that doesn't exist. Acosta said, "No sign of a national emergency. The president's been talking about pretty tranquil down here." CNN's Kirsten Powers told Anderson Cooper the entire thing is something that's been manufactured to gin up support for the wall. Ocasio-Cortez and others are now comparing the situation to concentration camps. Isn't that an interesting change? While the comparison has been criticized, the evidence of overwhelming migrant flows and poor conditions at detention centers has become undeniable for both sides of the aisle. You know why it's a poor conditions? Because there's so many people pouring over and we've got to accept them all. And there is no money for it all because it's numbers we never imagined. We're under attack. It's an invasion. And the Democrats won't authorize any money for it. Wow. It's absolutely amazing. Media Research Center Vice President Dan Gaynor told Fox News, the media strategy has shifted as anti-Trump pundits and Democratic officials are now concerned with the number of people crossing the border. The press can't deny it anymore, even though they did just a few months ago. They won't explain that it's Democrats pushing open borders who have escalated this crisis by encouraging more people to enter the United States. Just what I've written about again and again. As Vice President Pence said days ago, of course, after I said it here on this show, Pence said Mexico did more to secure the border in 10 days than Democrats did in 10 years. Hilarious. In the last 10 days, he said, Mexico's done more to secure our southern border than Democrats in Congress have done in the last 10 years, and that has to change. Specifically pointing to Mexico's agreement to have 100% of asylum seekers from Central America remain in Mexico. Pence said 90%+ of the people that apply for asylum in this country are denied. They actually don't have a claim for asylum. And so the president took steps early this year, declared a national emergency. We're building a wall. We have 400 miles built. But what does he want with the asylum laws? What does he want changed with the asylum laws, Tapper ass? What we want, Penn said, is to end the days where people believe they can come into the country, make a claim of asylum from oppression or deprivation or violence in Central America or elsewhere, and then be released into the country on their own reconnaissance, only to vanish into the nation. And now, with this, the president's efforts at enforcing our laws, 90% of the people never show up for their hearing in the months ahead. Tapper and Pence disagreed about the percentage of people. Tapper said most of them do show up for their hearings. I don't think the number's accurate, 90% not showing up. I think a majority show up. I mean, they should all show up. It should be 100%. Well, it actually isn't, Pence said. People with a hearing that are scheduled 6 months, a year, 18 months later, the overwhelming majority plus 90% don't show up. And people in Central America know this. Phew. Tapper later cited DOJ data on the percentage of people who don't show up. You said a second ago, 90% who get detained don't show up for their court hearings. So the Justice Department says it's 60 to 70%, Tapper said. Unbelievable. And then Tapper asked Pence whether providing toothbrushes, blankets, and medicine are part of how the Trump administration treats children in custody. Are toothbrushes and blankets and medicine basic conditions for kids? Aren't they part of how the United States treats children? Well, of course they are, Jake. It's one of the reasons we asked for more bed space when we were negotiating with Congress during the government shutdown. And Democrats in Congress refused to expand the bed space. It's one of the reasons why we continue to call on Congress to give DHS, Customs Border Protection, additional resources. Wow. Once again, Democrats caused the crisis, then they blame you for it. And meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi, what's she got to say about all this? She's busy worrying about transgenders in the military. People who don't know if they have a penis or a vagina. Or maybe they've got both. Maybe they got a penis and they got breasts. Maybe they got a vagina and they've got a penis. I don't know what these people have. I know one thing, they have no right in the military. Brave transgender service members continue to face Trump administration's cruel campaign, says Nancy Pelosi in a statement released today to mark the fourth anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision in Obergefell versus Hodges, which said same-sex couples have a right to marry. She criticized the Trump administration for what she called a cruel, arbitrary campaign of humiliation and hate against transgender members of the military. This has nothing to do with same-sex couples having a right to marry. Wayne Root, your conservative warrior, has no problem with same-sex couples marrying. Although I did say, number one, they'd suffer from massive divorce percentages, and they will, trust me on that one, far higher than straight people. But they will. They will get married. That's not a problem. It's not an issue with me. It never has been. I don't think it's ever been an issue with Trump. What I did say was transgender stuff is weird. And when a transgender wants to go in the military, it's because they want the military to pay for their operation. They want a $150,000 operation for free. That's why they're in the military. It's not because they love their country so much. I don't know if they do or don't. Maybe they love their country. Maybe they don't. They want a free operation. They want free transition, free psychological counseling. This all costs hundreds of thousands of dollars to the American taxpayer. It's outrageous. They want the same thing in prison. In prison, they want to change their sex and have the operation and the transitioning and the therapy paid for by the American taxpayer. Prison should pay for it. Military shouldn't pay for it. If I go in the military, I get whatever the salary is in the military. That's it. If you get a housing allowance, you get $30,000 a year in salary. That's what you get. Wayne Root doesn't join the military, then you get, oh, by the way, I have special circumstances. I need a surgery that costs $150,000. That's my choice. Not cancer. It's not AIDS. It's not HIV. It's not diabetes. It's your choice to change your sex. It's not my problem to pay for it. Oh, these must be the best fighters in the history of the world. Look, I can picture the Russians now. Look, it's the American transgender unit coming. Run! You know, you liberals are so dumb. You're so delusional. You're in such denial. Oh, the greatest fighters ever, the Patriots. Paul Revere. The Brits are coming. The Brits are coming. He must have been transsexual when he was riding that horse. All our greatest generals were either Muslim or transsexual, according to liberals, or they were lesbian. Paul Revere was a lesbian. You're trying to rewrite history. Whether you like it or not, America was founded by a bunch of white conservative men. Sorry if you don't like it. And they weren't lesbians. They weren't gay. And they certainly weren't transsexual. And they weren't black at the time. They weren't Muslim. They were Christian. and a couple of Jews mixed in. That was America. And by the way, in case you didn't know, one Jewish guy funded the whole thing. Did you know that? There'd be no America today without the Jews. One wealthy Jewish guy gave $10 million loan to George Washington and the army to fund the Revolutionary War. Never got his money back and died broke. True story. America owes America to a bunch of Christian men who died for this country, Christian white men, and one Jew put up all the money and never got paid back. That's America. It wasn't Muslims, wasn't lesbians, wasn't transgenders. Doesn't mean you should be prejudiced against them. Doesn't mean I hate them. Doesn't mean I have anything against them. Doesn't mean I'd hurt them. Doesn't mean I wouldn't rent to them. Doesn't mean they can't get married. But you're just unhappy, you liberals, because you want to rewrite history. You want history to prove that all white straight men were bad. And that America was founded by Muslims and women and gays and blacks. But it wasn't. You just lie. You're in denial all day long. Take credit for what you deserve credit for. Plenty of great black men in history, black women in history, plenty of great gay people in history, but lots and lots of white straight men were good for history. Freed the slaves, won the Revolutionary War, by the way, won the Civil War, freed the slaves, won World War I, won World War II. Who do you think won World War II? Who do you think freed the Jews from the concentration camps? Americans, mostly white males. Not so bad, huh? Donald Trump raises $36 million ahead of the Democratic debates. Do you know how much money Trump's going to have in his kitty this year versus when he ran in 16 and he ran with no money against Hillary Clinton? She outspent him something like $2 billion to like $400 million. Trump is so blowing away the Democrats now, they don't even understand. They're running against a guy who's going to outspend them or be equal in spending them instead of being outspent 10 to 1. So I think you've got a problem. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now!
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen, everything Democrats do is proven so wrong. I'll tell you about universal health care as it applies in England to an 83-year-old woman in just a matter of seconds here. But first, I want to remind you, little station identification, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio and Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. This is War. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and I'm American-made and proud of it. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. That's how we save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, our U.S. Constitution, Judeo-Christian values, and our beloved GOP. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. Proud to say that. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. In wonderful Las Vegas, Nevada, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, the man who gave me my first shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio, and the man who gave me my shot in national syndication, Fred Weinberg. So, Ed Stoltz, Fred Weinberg, this show's for you, the Ed and Fred Show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, in other words, you can buy the stock. If you like the story you hear, you can buy the stock and you could profit when they profit, but you got to make your own educated decision. So find out more at FordhamResources.com. Check them out. Make your own decision. Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com. ticker symbol FTMR. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. You can call toll-free anytime, anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you. And my website, root4america.com. And I wanted to mention the passing of a great conservative warrior over the weekend. Actually, it was today. I'm losing track of time. It's not over the weekend. Today's Wednesday. And so it happened, I believe it was on Monday evening. Bob Frank, otherwise known as Colonel Bob. Colonel Bob Frank, United States Air Force, passed away over the weekend. I keep saying over the weekend. I keep thinking it's a Monday. He's passed away in the last 48 hours here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Great man, a great conservative warrior, a great fighter against voter fraud and all kinds of issues that conservatives should be up in arms and fighting over, but everyone's too busy and never have time. He was retired, a colonel from the United States military, and so he had the time, so he was leading the fight in many different directions. A great man, a good friend of mine. It was never a moment I saw him where I didn't shake him and hug him and say, Colonel Bob, I love you, man, because he was such a good man. He had such great affection for me and I for him. And just, he is what makes America great. These are the guys that make America great, and we're losing them left and right. Left and right, you know, because our generation of conservatives and Republicans tends to be older, and liberals tend to be made up of young people, so they got another, you know, 50, 60, 70 years to go, and our people have 10 years to go, 5 years to go, and zero. Countdown. Houston, we have a problem. We're dying, man. So we've got to either find a way to win over the younger generation, or we're not going to win elections. Because every time you lose a Colonel Bob Frank, you've lost a voter you're never going to gain back again, number one. But number two, you've lost an American patriot you can never replace. Forget about a vote. That's the most minor thing in the world, although it's major. Because if you don't win elections, America's gone. The very things Colonel Bob Frank fought for, America's gone. If you don't replace Bob Frank as a voter. But as a human being, as a patriot, you can never replace Bob Frank. There is nobody in the younger generation coming up who can shine Bob Frank's shoes. So what are we going to do? I don't know. You can never replace Colonel Bob Frank. He is irreplaceable. And there's thousands like him passing every day in the United States of America. So our condolences and our prayers for Bob's family. Really, really nice people. Our condolences and our prayers for Bob's family, because I don't know, if I'm having a hard time with Bob Frank's passing, what are you having when he was your whole life? So, just a sad day in Las Vegas. Great conservative warrior has moved on to heaven. There's no question that's where he went. One of the sweetest men you'll ever meet, but also a great fighter when he needed to be a great fighter. Colonel Bob Frank. Sorry to see you go, man. Sorry to see you go. Our country and the conservative movement has lost such a great man. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Nationwide, but coming from Vegas. And so he was a great Vegas warrior. I feel the pain, man. Say your prayers for Colonel Bob Frank. They don't make him like that anymore. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
War now.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A top EPA official who helped lead the Trump administration's rollback of Obama-era restrictions of carbon emissions is now resigning amid a congressional probe into whether he improperly aided former industry clients. EPA Assistant Administrator Bill Wareham is expected to depart in a few days. Ethics questions have dodged Wareham since his 2017 nomination by President Trump. He long represented the fossil fuels and chemical industries as a Washington lawyer. The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed testimony from White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway. The federal agency says that she should be fired for many repeated violations of the Hatch Act, which prohibits employees in the executive branch from engaging in certain political activities. Chairman Elijah Cummings.
There are rarely issues that come before our committee that are so clear-cut.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We'll be right back.
now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Before I get to a little piece of news and before I get to our guest, I want to mention Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is now a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. They've been an advertiser for 3 years on this show. This show is now 3.5 years old, and they've been an advertiser for 3 years, the 3.5 years. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian health sharing organization. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. It's a great alternative to health insurance. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and your hospital. Doesn't matter who it is. They'll pay for it. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. You could do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. And they've done great for me and my family. What more can the host of the show say? You know, they covered everything I've needed them to cover, including my kidney stone surgery back in February. And I feel like $1 million and life's good again. And they took care of the doctor, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, and the hospital. Thank God for Liberty HealthShare. Starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. That's the way healthcare should be. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. So I've got a guess, but I just want to mention real quick, Trump wins again. I told you 15,000 troops on the Mexican border with America, Mexican troops, right? Huge win. And what's the result? Release of illegal aliens into the USA drops by 65% since the Trump-Mexico deal. Remember the liberals said, oh, he got nothing out of it. Oh, he achieved nothing. It was a huge win. All right, we've got our guest here, Andrew Arthur, and it's interesting because that's our topic, immigration. He's an immigration expert. Resident Fellow in Law and Policy with the Center for Immigration Studies. Oh, great. I love the Center for Immigration Studies. He's based in Washington, D.C. Well, welcome to the show. Andrew Arthur, Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
So tell us the truth about what's happening in the detention centers, because, first of all, I think it's ridiculous and exaggerated what they're saying. Second of all, we know they're not anything like concentration camps. But third of all, if they are bad conditions in some of them, it's because we're overwhelmed and the Democrats won't release any money to take care of them. And now the Democrats are actually protesting and demanding the company that makes the beds for the immigrants shouldn't make the beds anymore. So if they're sleeping on the floor, it's because Democrats want them sleeping on the floor.
Well, that's pretty much it, Wayne. Thanks so much for having me. No, I'm just kidding. The, you know, it's funny because, as you know, I wrote a post for our website, cis.org, called If You're Just Now Angry About UAC Detention, You Haven't Been Paying Attention. Back on May the 30th, 2019, this is 29 days after President Trump said that he needed additional funding, about $2.8 billion for unaccompanied alien children, Kevin McAleen and then White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney held a phone call for the press. And McAleen had stated 2,350 unaccompanied children, the highest level ever, are currently in custody waiting for placements in border stations that cannot provide appropriate conditions for them because Health and Human Services is out of bed space and Congress has failed to act on the administration's emergency supplemental request for more than 4 weeks. That's a direct quote. So, you know, this is June the 26th. This was a hot story yesterday, June the 25th. That was 26 days after Secretary McAleen and Chief of Staff Mulvaney said this was a problem. These border stations, Wayne, are not built to house people. They're built to process people. And, you know, they have bathrooms because people have to go to the bathroom while they're in custody, but it's sort of like your local police station. You know, there might be a couple of cells, but, you know, not for large numbers of people and not for children, certainly not for families. And that's what was going on at the border. We had a huge influx of unaccompanied alien children. We'll talk about that in just a quick second. They overwhelmed Border Patrol resources. Now, what's supposed to happen is in 48 hours, supposed to go over to the custody of Health and Human Services, but we've gotten so many unaccompanied alien children, 59,000 this year in the first 8 months alone, that there wasn't any money. They're supposed to go into private shelters that HHS pays for, where they get, you know, math and English lessons. You know, they get soccer coaches and they get medical care and, you know, the essential things. But HHS ran out of money. It's about $700 a day that they pay for those, for that housing. They didn't have any more money to pay for it, so there was nowhere for Border Patrol to send these children to. If they'd sent them to HHS, they really wouldn't have gone anywhere. So unfortunately, they had to sit at these Border Patrol stations as, you know, more came on and, you know, some space got freed up, at HHS. So, you know, this was the situation that was ongoing. Congress took a week off. Actually, they took 7 days off for Memorial Day. I don't know how many days you got for Memorial Day. I got one. They took seven during the period of time that these kids were sitting in these facilities. And it was only this week that the House Appropriations Committee actually got around to writing a bill, and of course that bill's full of poison pills that are just going to encourage more people to pay to have their children brought to the United States. So let me explain that to you for just a second.
Wait, let me jump in. Before you get to that, I just want to say one other thing. Not only were these facilities not meant to hold this number of people or this number of children, but how about the actual Border Patrol agents themselves? If I'm a Border Patrol agent, which is like being a cop, I get up each day, I put on a gun on my holster, I put extra bullets in it, I get ready to go fight bad guys. I don't get up, put my gun in, and get ready to change diapers. These guys aren't meant to do that. These guys have no idea how to do it. They probably rarely change their own children's diapers. That's probably what they're wives do at home. Well, they go off and fight bad guys and get in shootouts and arrest bad guys, right? And risk their lives, put their lives on the line. Soldiers don't change diapers. Cops don't change a lot of diapers. Border Patrol agents don't change a lot of diapers at home, let alone now you go to work and there are thousands of children sick and diseased and screaming and yelling and crying and starving because there isn't enough money to give enough food or formula, and you got to change their diapers while some of them have diarrhea and dysentery. Actually, it's disgusting, and I don't picture those guys doing that, so it's a freaking mess.
Absolutely. And, you know, look, Border Patrol agents do a job nobody else would want to do. They live in the most isolated places, some of them do, in the United States. You know, they have to go on week-long deployments at time. They're EMS, they have to provide emergency care directly at the border. Sometimes they're coroners when they find dead bodies. These guys do a superhuman job, but at the same time that they're doing that, they have to battle the worst cartels on the face of the earth, the Sinaloa cartel of El Chapo. So they're doing all of these things at the same time, and there are only 15,500 of them down on the southwest border. We've got a 1,954-mile-long border. So, you know, these Border Patrol agents are having to juggle all of these activities. DHS was sending some additional people down there, but, you know, there are only so many people to send because Congress would not give the money for HHS to put children into these shelters. Did I mention, by the way, that it was the Democrats in Congress that demanded that these kids go to HHS to begin with? First, they did it in 2002 in the Homeland Security Act. Zoe Lofgren did that, an amendment in the House Judiciary Committee. And then the Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee who ran the thing in 2008 expanded HHS's authority to hold these people. HHS is no, you know, why HHS? Why not NASA or the Postal Service? At least they're good at delivering things sometimes.
HHS,
it's part of their mission statement. So you gave them a job that they didn't have any ability to do. They've never done it very well. You know, they've never had adequate resources to do it. And now they're complaining about the fact that, you know, they're not doing the job. Congress is complaining about the fact that these guys are not doing the job that they haven't given them the money to do. It's ridiculous.
And by the way, you mentioned that at least the post office is good at delivering things, but they're good at delivering things at a loss of $8 billion a year. So I just thought I'd mention that. $8 billion losses each year. I think anybody, tomorrow, I could wake up. I know nothing about delivering mail, sorting mail, sending mail around the country, no idea about shipping. Never did that in my life, never took a course in my life. If you let me lose $8 billion a year, I could have the mail delivered. Anybody could. That's the point of government, man. Government sucks. It's incompetent about everything. All it ever does is lose money, lose money, lose money, lose money. Anybody could do something if you just give it unlimited money, and if they fail with the unlimited money, then you raise taxes and give them even more unlimited money. Every government agency loses and loses and bleeds and bleeds. Just wanted to throw that in, too.
Absolutely. Wayne, you know, let's, you know, take this one step further. We're talking about kids. These kids didn't wake up and wait, way to Nango, Guatemala and say, hey, I'm going to walk to the United States. Their parents in the United States paid criminals to bring them to this country. And not just any kind of criminals. The worst criminals on the face of the earth. Smugglers are bad people. They rape. They rob. When you're in the desert, you're at their mercy. And yet the Democrats in Congress insist on a poison pill, the ones in the House, that says that HHS can't share any of the information that it gets from the sponsors, 78.7% of all of whom are illegally present in the United States, the majority of whom paid for their for the smuggler to bring their kid to the United States. HHS can't share that information with DHS to put those parents into proceeding with the kids. So what happens is you end up having the kid in court and the parent's not there because the parent's scot-free. None of this makes sense. And yet, if you listen to the press, this is, you know, Donald Trump's, you know, cruelty. This is just bad government.
And by the way, last thing I want to mention real quick, we're on the line with Andrew Arthur, of the resident fellow of the Center for Immigration Studies based in Washington, D.C. Arthur, here's the deal. Andrew Arthur. The deal is all the photos that Democrats are sending out showing kids who are sitting on hard, cold floors and the lights are on and they can't sleep and children separated from parents, they're photos from 2015. Obama did all those things, and the photos from Obama's administration. Correct?
A lot of them are. I can't tell you that all of them are, but a lot of them are.
All right, that's all we need to say. The point is, when it happened under Obama, not one Democrat said one thing. All of a sudden, now they found a problem. Andrew Arthur of the Center for Immigration Studies, thanks for coming on.
Wayne, thank you for having me.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a warrior, but, you know, not just a warrior, somebody who is human and has my own issues from time to time with health problems, you know. Sometimes I have colds. I used to suffer from that all the time. Sometimes I would used to have hoarse voice problems, and that was before I started talking thousands of hours on the air, and I always had an issue with brain fog. I'd wake up in the morning and I couldn't shake it off for 2 or 3 hours. I was very foggy, couldn't get started early, and leaky gut syndrome. I'd eat and I would get fatigued. All of that is now a thing of the past because of my doctor suggests. These are the benefits of doing radio, right? I host radio and they send me all their products for free, and I fell in love with all their products and asked them to become an advertiser, and the next thing you know, they've been with us for now a year and a half, and people rave about their products. If you've ever had colds, if you've ever had a hoarse voice, if you've ever had brain fog or leaky gut syndrome or skin conditions or yeast problems or candida, these are your guys. You can't buy the products in the store. You can only get it by calling or going to their website, 866-660-9868, mydoctorsuggest.com/root, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and tell them Wayne Root sent you, get 20% off, or online, type in the promo code ROOT and get 20% off, mydoctorsuggest.com/root. And especially I recommend their silver solution, which is a silver liquid in a red bottle, and you drink it in the morning and at night. Sometimes I do 3 times a day. I take a swig, and it's gotten rid of all of my problems when it comes to foggy brain. Don't have a foggy brain anymore. Get up sharp as a laser-guided missile first thing in the morning on. Let's talk a little bit about Andrea Ocasio-Cortez, because she called Trump's ICE camps down there where they hold all these people that are illegals. She called them concentration camps. Now, of course, you know, as a Jew, that's one of the most offensive things I've ever heard in my life. But all the liberals are either defending her or saying nothing, which is why the Democratic Party is losing all their Jewish voters. It really is happening. There's a massive, I call it jexit, Jews leaving the Democratic Party. Quite a few of my friends are talking about it. It's a real thing now. And it's interesting because one of the most liberal, over-the-top, commie, Marxist socialist losers in the world is Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York. But even he slapped down Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez today and said her comments on concentration camp comparisons are wholly inappropriate. Wholly inappropriate. He suggested she was ignorant about the Holocaust. It's a wholly inappropriate comparison to the Holocaust. You're talking about a tragedy of biblical proportions and one of the greatest scourges in history. When he was asked about Ocasio-Cortez's comparison during a press conference, he said 6 million Jews died during the Holocaust. There is no comparison to the Holocaust, period. To draw an equivalency suggests one does not understand what happened in the Holocaust. And on the other hand, here's what she said. She said the United States is running concentration camps on their southern border. That's exactly what those holding facilities are. They are concentration camps. I want to talk to the people that are concerned enough with humanity to say never again means something. The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing. We need to do something about it. And of course she meant Jews when she said, I want to talk to people who use the phrase never again. Never again is the phrase Jews worldwide use to make sure the extermination of 6 million Jews between 1939 and 1945 never happens again. She had a massive backlash. And then Cuomo said, having said that, the situation at the border is horrendous and it's a human rights violation. I mean, obviously he's never on my side. I'm never on his team. But that doesn't change the fact it's not concentration camps. And anyone who says it is a freaking moron. And meanwhile, unhinged Rosie O'Donnell claims there are 100,000 concentration camps in America. Here's what Rosie said. Rosie O'Donnell, the moron, the ignorant moron. Maybe you should stop eating all that bad food because it's killing brain cells. Yes, the concentration camp, she said. Even though there's lots of controversy about the word. But actually, legitimate scholars who study genocide, and yes, there are, in fact, the criteria for concentration camps, they meet them. There are over 100,000 camps in nearly every state. What? What? What is she talking about? You're all out of your minds. That could be the dumbest thing I've ever heard anybody say, but what does she mean is the question. I don't even know what she means. Where are there 100,000 concentration camps practicing genocide in America? You know, you got things a little mixed up, Rosie. Genocide is what leftists, communists, socialists, Marxists do to people that don't agree with them. They murder them. 100 million in the 20th century were murdered in the name of communism. And, of course, Muslims murder people. In every Muslim-majority nation, they murder you if they don't like what you say or what you think or how you look. They'll drop you off a building or hit you with a lead pipe or stone you to death or pour acid in your face. But liberals can never admit that. Four ISIS terrorists from Iraq and Egypt were arrested in Nicaragua on the way to the United States border. We knew they were coming. I mentioned to start yesterday's show that this was a national emergency, and they caught them. ISIS terrorists arrested in Nicaragua on their way to the United States. These are the people, Rosie, ought to be worried about. These are the people that commit genocide. These are the people that would stick every Jew, starting with Wayne Root, in a concentration camp tomorrow. Mohammed Ibrahim, Mahmoud Sami Issa, Ahmed Ghani Mohammed Al-Jubri, and Mustafa Al-Mohammed Ya'ub were caught in Nicaragua. Four alleged terrorists of the Islamic State passed through Costa Rica immigration controls, headed for the United States border. I wonder what they had in mind, Rosie. I wonder what they would do to Rosie O'Donnell if they caught her alone.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.